The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
We go to Athens for the latest on your Georgia Bulldogs. This is Bulldog Roundtable, exclusively on The Fan. Live from the Georgia's own Credit Union Studios at the Buttsmeer Building in Athens.
25-20, far sideline, 15, 10, 5, get in there, touchdown!
This morning, The Fan staff brings you the latest on the Dogs.
As the only station in Atlanta that's live in Athens all year long.
Yes, indeed! That was too easy!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union. Find out how you can become one of Georgia's Own at georgiasown.org.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Now, live from the Georgia's Own Credit Union studios in the Buttsmeer Building in Athens, it's Chuck Dowdle on the Bulldog Roundtable.
And a good Thursday morning to all of you in the Bulldog Nation. Welcome to the Bulldog Roundtable. So glad to be with you, coming to you from the Georgia's Own Credit Union Studios in the heartbeat, of course, of Dog Nation. And that, of course, the classic city of Athens, Georgia. Let me just real quickly off the top here say that, don't forget that you can get any of these shows and a lot of other great 680 content on the 680 The Fan app or 680thefan.com and in podcast form. So take advantage of that, if you happen to miss something or just want to catch up on things that have gone on here over the past few days, and there's a great opportunity to do just that. Our good friend Matt Chernoff, of course, with Matt and Chuck in the afternoons, of course, at 3 o'clock. You never miss them here on 680 The Fan, but he had an opportunity this week to sit down and talk with head coach Kirby Smart about spring practice and about this football team that Georgia's fielding here in 2021.
I haven't had a chance to talk to you since the end of the season, so let me go back for 1 second. How would you describe, Kirby, your level of exhaustion at the end of last season, given all the extra things you had to deal with compared to just any other season when you're all said and done?
I don't know. Exhaustion might not be the right word. It was very different because we didn't have recruiting. We didn't have official visits tied in. So a lot of our energy is spent on campus, going out, seeing kids. And, usually we go do that during that month of December and we have that early signing period. So we had the early signing period. We just didn't have the going out physically to the homes and home visits and official visit weekends, which is sad for those kids that go through recruiting, but it didn't tax us quite as much as coaches. So there were some hurdles, with COVID, and our staff did a great job. Our medical staff did a great job protecting our players. And that the frustration I had was just with the loss of games, rescheduling of games, and you couldn't control a lot of things.
Well, you said you couldn't control it. So how much were you on pins and needles, not wanting to see the phone ring or not wanting to hear a text early in the morning? How much did that weigh on your nerves?
Well, it was just not a lot you could do about it, So it was, you kept questioning, and do I prepare for this team or do I just get my team better? Do you work on each other and not worry about opponents, because it can all change so quickly that you missed an opportunity to work on yourself getting better in fundamentals when you're working on an opponent that you may not play.
Somebody used the word normalcy. Maybe it doesn't apply here, but how much does a level of normalcy for you having a spring practice, a full spring practice, and a spring game to look forward to matter to your team in preparation?
Well, it's great for the young players. We got so many guys that haven't played in a spring, haven't played at all. So when you have that, you want a chance to get them to grow and get better. And that's really what we're focusing on the spring, is just trying to get every guy on the team in a position to be able to help the team. And we've got some returning guys that played a lot, but we also got some young guys that we think can help us.
Kirby Smart, head coach of the Dogs on The Fan. So how tangible was it, do you think, not having a spring practice a year ago to what happened during the year?
You know, I don't know. I think it was different for every player. I mean, there were certain players on our team that probably could have gone without a spring because they had played so much. And then there were others that it just the new offensive coordinator knew, you know, some of the new terminology. And then with the quarterback position in flux for us, it was tough. You know, if we'd had a spring without Jake or without our starting quarterback, it's different than not having one.
So let's follow up on that then, because we always hear about competition at every position and coaches want that. Is there a true competition for the quarterback position going in to both spring and into the season, or is this JT's job?
Well, it's JT's job. He's played the position. He's really on top of it. He's doing a good job in our offense, but it's not to say that we're not giving the other guys a look. I mean, Stetson Bennett is a good football player, and we think he's very athletic. He creates a different dynamic. Carson Beck is a guy we've always thought a lot of. He's a really good passer, and you know, he didn't get the benefit of a spring practice. He didn't get the benefit of doing anything in college football, that now he's getting a ton of reps, and I think that's big. And then Brock is here with us, and he's very athletic, and he's done some good things. So every guy is going to have an opportunity to play across our roster. But JT is a guy that's proven himself, and we hope he continues to do so. And he brings about the kind of best assets we have in our offense, which are some of the wideouts and some of the skill position guys. We've got to be able to use his strengths to get them the ball.
What is your expectation year one to year two now for Todd Monken and the offense, having the full offseason, JT having a full offseason, not rehabbing, like all those things put together? What kind of jump do you expect?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just growth, and you know, the expectation for me is always get the most out of the players. I think the expectation for everybody else is different, and they try to put a tangible number on that and say what that is, but for me it's really simple. I want to get the most out of what we have. I want to be able to exhaust all our abilities, and I think a lot of the focus has been put on the skill players, and a lot of times you can't do things if you don't have the right guys in the right positions across the front, across the offensive line, and defensively. And so we got to do a lot of things around some of our skill players to be able to accentuate their positives.
Now, it's funny the way you put that, and you're right, because like the rest of us, the fans, the media, I'm like, this is an offense that should be scoring 40 points a game moving forward. When you hear the outside world say stuff like that, what's your reaction?
I think it's all circumstance. I mean, you could say that. They could say we didn't play our best defenses down the stretch. You know, the teams we played were not as good defensively as maybe some of the teams we played earlier. And I also think that we're going to get better. I think we've got a good nucleus returning, but a lot of that's going to be based on being unselfish. And in today's day and age, that's important that you sell that as much as anything. And then, you know, we're not as across the board, we're not the same offensive line that we've been in terms of experience. So we have to be able to improve in that area. We got to be able to protect the quarterback. That's one thing that I always felt like Jake had that not everybody had. He had a really elite offensive line in front of him in terms of guys that are playing in the NFL. All five of those guys will end up having played in the NFL. And now that's not a total rebuild, but we've got a lot of rebuild in the offensive line, which some of the best things we do offensively off play action are going to come off being able to run the ball and pass pro. We've got to be able to do that.
Kirby Smart, head coach of the Dogs, on the Fans. So compared to year one, how much more of Todd Monken's playbook is available now to the offense?
I don't know. I think people want to make a lot about that, and your playbook is limited to the players in it. And you say, well, JT's back. JT's, you know, that's great, but our limitations aren't surrounded around JT. They're around the other players within the offense. You know, that starts with the back. It starts with the offensive line, tight ends. We'll have some young guys playing out there at tight end, and then also at wide out. So we probably have highest percentage of returning offense back that I can ever remember in terms of skill players, but that is not a direct correlation between success. A lot of that's going to come from, you know, defense creating turnovers, getting the ball back, and offensively not turning it over. So there's a lot of things that go into that, but I know that we're ahead of where we were last year, and that's something that we can hang our hat on and continue to grow and use JT's strengths.
Well, so the one thing you just said there is the returning amount of starters, and it looks good with, you know, wide receivers, the tight end, the backs. And this is probably the wrong word, so I'll use it anyway. Do you worry about making sure everybody gets their touches and, quote, keeps everybody happy?
I worry about winning, you know, and what comes from winning is using the personnel we have the right way and players can't let the ego and the selfishness become part of it. Obviously, as coaches, we want everybody to have success, but the best way to have individual success is through team success. And we preach that. We live it. We've seen it here with Sony and Nick and some good wideouts that played with those guys, with Miko and Riley and Javon Williams. The best success you can have is team success. And we got a lot of players that are talented, that it's hard to share the ball enough. But if they all look within and say what's best for the team is to win, they'll all have their opportunity to play at the next level regardless of statistics.
Kirby, you said it's Todd Monken's offense, which, I mean, he's the OC. He's got the keys to it. Is it total autonomy? Like, how involved is the head coach during the week and during the game and what's happening with the offensive side of the ball?
As much as I need to be. I mean, for me, I spend more of my time on defense, and it's really always been that way for me. I don't spend a lot of time deciding what's in and what's not in. I know, that's what you pay those guys to do. That's what you pay the offensive coordinator to do. So, if anything, for me, it's usually giving a nugget about the opponent's defense and trying to figure out which ways we can get the balls in our playmakers' hands, and that's always been the case. Not any different with Monken.
So do you, and this is kind of a funny thing, we play a little cut of you on our show, having a little back and forth with Chip on the Georgia way, which we got a kick out of, but do you get frustrated or do you laugh at the notion that Kirby's too involved in the offense, he wants to run the ball too much, he's not letting his OCs air it out the way college football is today? Do you have either reaction to those?
I don't even see that, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't really pay attention to it or notice it, and just try to do what's best for our kids and our players. And that's scoring points, and that's the number one objective, is to be able to do that. So I don't pay much attention outside that.
All right, let me get you a quick question philosophically on offense, because we know the game works in cycles. Some years it's big offense, other years defense. Right now we're in this big cycle of offense. Do you think this is one of those things that in the next few years – kind of slows down, or is this just the way the recruiting is going, more talent offensively, the rules favor the offense? Is this going to be what we look at in college football for a while?
I think it's just football in general. I mean, if you look across the board in high schools, teams are throwing the ball more and more successful, not necessarily winning championships, but, you know, good high school football can be won, you know, running the ball, doing different things. Where you look at the pro football game, and it's a pass league. It's a pass-first league, and it's a score-points league. You look across the board at the teams that are winning the most, playing for Super Bowls. It's not that they can't run it. They can run it. They have the ability to score quickly, and they're dangerous, and they're threatening. And then college football is the same way. You look at the quick score, quick strike, a lot of ability out of the skill positions. I think that's a common theme across college football. To say where it's going, that's hard for me to control. I do know where it is right now, and everybody's trying to keep up with that. You know, you're trying to defend it on our side of the defense, and then with our offense has done a tremendous job of recruiting and getting the people the kind of puzzle pieces that will allow us to try to be successful throwing it.
Is there a part of your team, a unit, that's keeping up later at night or waking you up earlier thinking we have to do this on the offensive line, replace this on the secondary? Like, which of the units has you a little bit more concerned?
Well, I worry about all of them, you know, because from a health standpoint and just the kids in this day and age, you know, you don't have complete control of them, especially during COVID. We don't get to be with our players as much as we typically are. And, you know, I'm hopeful that each one of them stays healthy. We don't have any major injuries, and that we're able to get those guys through a great off-season workouts. But, you know, we have positions that were younger or more inexperienced. Those are obvious. I mean, it's not hard to look and see where you lost players when you look at the pro day we had and you look at the upcoming draft. But there's always somebody there. It's how fast and how quickly can we implement that person and get them ready to play. And that's our job as coaches.
Thanks so much, Matt. And, Coach, it was great to hear some of Coach Smart's comments there as they are getting deep into spring practice. And don't forget G-Day, April 17th. We're going to take a break. We come back, we're going to sit down and talk with one of the offensive linemen for Georgia, a guy that's playing a key role across that offensive line, Warren Erickson. He's next here on the Bulldog Roundtable.
Dialed into the Dogs all year long.
This is Bulldog Roundtable on the Fan.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to WadeFord.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory certified used car outlet at WadeFord.com. Wade Ford, we are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
This is Bulldog Roundtable with Chuck Dowdle, live from the Georgia's Own Credit Union Studios in the Buttsmere Center in Athens, on the official sports talk station of the Georgia Bulldogs, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Well, welcome back to the Bulldog Roundtable. Let's jump right into it with a guy on that offensive line. It's always so important, and particularly when you start in spring practice, because those guys have so much to get down. But Warren Erickson joining us now. Warren, you've played all over that line. Is there a position that you specifically enjoy the most?
Hey, everyone. How are y'all doing? I think that I really enjoy all of them. I really enjoyed playing right guard. My first start ever against Baylor in the Sugar Bowl. That was a good time. But these past two games playing at center, that was really enjoyable for me. So I think right now, I would definitely say center.
And that's where you're getting the most work this spring?
Yes, sir. So far, you know, we're three practices in, and like you said, there's a lot to get down on the offensive line, and the spring brawl is a great tool for that. So we're trying to take these three practices and work off of those and just get ready for the next ones.
Look, I don't want to diminish what any player on the field has to know and study and learn, but really, don't you think that next to quarterback, offensive linemen, they've got to be the most, well-versed on all that's going on in the offensive playbook?
I think that is to a point for sure. The quarterback, you know, he has to know everything. He's got to know what we're doing. He's got to know what the wide receivers are doing. He's got to know what the running backs are doing. And then he's got to learn his own stuff after all of that. So he's definitely got the most challenging thing. I mean, it's different. The offensive line, we have our own specific calls, specific cadences and things we got to learn, just our own calls and things like that. But, you know, the wide receivers, they got to memorize routes. They got to memorize play calls, running back same way. They got to memorize how fronts. So I would say they're all very challenging to a point, but, you know, it definitely is a challenge.
You got to keep your mind on what's going on and paying attention to the signals that are being called out, right?
Definitely. We got to hear everything. We got to see everything and just try to stay on point with all of our calls.
Warren, what makes Georgia's offensive line so deep and so talented year in and year out? Because it seems that, you know, no matter what the attrition is, that there are other great players like yourself who stepped in last year and, to such a high degree.
I think it has a lot to do with our coaches. I think it has to do with the University of Georgia itself, our fan base, the SEC. I think it's all a combination. I think it's the culture and the standard that we have here at the University of Georgia for the offensive line. I mean, we want to be the best. We expect to be the best. And I think when recruits come and see that, I think they want the same thing too. So that's our mindset. That's our standard. And then coaching, I mean, Coach Luke, he's done an incredible job. And same thing with Coach Smart and Coach Munkin. And fan bases are always such a joy to play for. And there's nothing better than Sanford Stadium on a Saturday night.
Talking with Warren Erickson out of that Georgia offensive line, how has spring practice been going for you? Are you happy with the progress you've made? And what did you feel that you needed to work on the most going into this practice?
We're three practices in, and things are going well so far. We got some young guys who are willing to step up, and it's at this point it's getting your technique right, and it's trying to get better each and every single day. You know, the that's the end goal, and that's always the end goal, is how can you take what you did the day before, see your mistakes, and then just go and improve on them the next day. So that's really my thing. I want to continue to work on my technique. I want to continue to get stronger. I really want to work on leadership with these guys coming in, and just with the whole team in general, really develop that strong leadership.
Warren, coming off of last season where you really got, I think, the most playing time you've had in your career without question, how much more confident do you feel about your ability and your ability to play at such a high level? And when I say a high level, I'm talking about the SEC.
It's a huge confidence booster. I mean, when you can you have the amount of games on your belt like I have so far, I mean, it definitely sits in your mind, and it reminds you, you know, you can do this. You know, you've been through it all. You've seen everything. So that in itself is a huge confidence booster. In college football, you got to have experience. That's the key. I mean, you got to have experience, and that way you can continue to grow. I mean, you can do as much as you can in practice, but when the live bullets are flying on Saturdays, that's when you're really going to be put to the test.
Final question. We always hear that players, it really gets their attention through the offseason when you have an opener like Georgia faces this coming September 4th up in Charlotte. Is that the case?
Yeah. I mean, the team that we're going to face, I mean, so much respect for them and the program that they have. And we know that when that time comes, it's going to be a great battle. And we're really excited about that. But, you know, at this time, spring football, we really want to focus on ourselves. We want to focus on our team DNA, you know, connection, toughness, resiliency, composure. We want to focus on those four things, building our team strong, and just taking each every single day to get better.
Warren, I certainly hope that's the case, and keep everybody healthy, too. That's the other key. But thank you so much for your time.
Yes, of course. Thank you all for having me.
All right. Warren Erickson here with us on the Bulldog Roundtable, and back with the defensive side of the ball right after this.
The only Atlanta station broadcasting live from Athens all year long.
This is Bulldog Roundtable on The Fan.
This is Georgia head coach Kirby Smart, and you're listening to the Bulldog Roundtable on the official sports talk station of the Georgia Bulldogs, 680 The Fan on FM at 93.7. Go Dawgs!
And welcome back to the Bulldog Roundtable. We promised you the defensive side of the ball after hearing from Warren Erickson, and we've got it for you. Christopher Smith. Chris, how are you, my friend? I know that that secondary getting a lot of attention this spring.
Yeah, I'm good, Chuck. How you doing today? The secondary definitely getting a lot of attention, and we got to put some work in.
Tell me what you've observed so far as far as I know it's not a lack of talent back there. Is it just a little thin on the depth chart because of the attrition that we lost in the secondary?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I mean, we obviously had a lot of amazing guys leave, all guys that have a chance to get drafted. And next year's upcoming draft, and with that, you know, you got to replace those guys. And, you know, we young in the back end, but the main thing I observed with our group, and we got a lot of hard workers, and nobody's quitting, nobody's getting discouraged or anything like that. We're coming in, we're learning every day. You know, we got a new coach, too, so, you know, we're just building together and just making sure that we're going to be prepared when our time comes.
And how's the relationship building with the new coach? Coach, and help me with the pronunciation now. Is it Adai?
Yeah, it's a die. It's a die. I was kind of messing it up at first, too. He had to correct me a couple of times. But our relationship going pretty good. You know, he's an amazing leader for us. He keeps everything real with us. He tells us what we need to hear. And he tells us what we need to hear when those things may not be the best thing to hear, but it's what we need to hear to improve. You know, he keeps it real with us. At all times, you know, we've built a great relationship. He's a good person. I could tell he wants us to see. I could tell he wants us to see himself. So we just all come together to be able to reach our goals together. You know what I mean?
How quickly can you get a read on a coach that's really, I guess really good, really at getting information across to you, at making the point, you know, because people learn different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I can get a read pretty quickly, you know, and from the start, you know, we've had a great relationship. You know, he's really just come in and fit in well with us, and he's very patient with us. And that's one of the most important things. But, you know, we all still learning, and we just going to continue to build going forward.
Well, I know last year was probably the most action you've seen in a season last year. And what did you learn about yourself?
One of the main things I learned about myself was probably the ability to stay poised, you know, the ability to stay poised and the ability to go out there and, you know, plug and play for my team, you know. And that's one of the main things I learned. I had to learn pretty quickly. You know, I wasn't used to being in game situations and things like that. But once I got out there, you know, it was smooth sailing for me. You know, we got a lot of leaders all across our defense. And, you know, those guys really helped me out a lot. A lot of those guys are about to be drafted pretty soon. So they definitely helped aid my transition to be able to play on the field quickly.
And you mentioned a lot of leaders. Leadership is now something that sort of falls on your shoulders. How are you accepting that?
I'm accepting it pretty good. You know, I try to talk to our younger guys and just make sure that they're on point. I try to emphasize how important film is, how important treatment is, you know, how important going over the playbook and things like that is. And, you know, I'm trying to keep that up myself. You know, I can't be preaching that and not doing the things that I'm preaching, you know. So it's all a collective with all the older guys trying to help keep the younger guys on track and all the older guys on the other older guys accountable and making sure that we getting the job done as well, not just talking it.
Well, I don't think anybody is, as long as Kirby Smart's in the house, I don't think anybody's ever going to be concerned about that defense and about that secondary. But let me ask you about our offense. Tell me what you're seeing out of JT Daniel and what it's like going against that barrage of talented receivers that we've got.
Man, oh, man, it's a battle every day with those guys. You know, we got a bunch of talent. You know, it's talent all over the field. You know, JT at quarterback, he played in tons of balls on the money every time. You know, you can have good coverage, and JT going to have it right there, you know. So it's definitely a challenge, but we know that going against those guys, if we're able to stick with them, we'll be able to stick with any offense in the nation, you know. So, you know, those guys are still growing. We're still growing. But, you know, they got a ton of talent all across the field from George, Jermaine, Kiaris, Demetrius, the running back stable, you know, Zamir, Kendall, Cook, Kenny, JT, the whole O-line. You know, we got a lot of guys. So, you know, we try our best to contain them every day in practice. We know going head-to-head with them is going to make us better, and them going head-to-head with us is going to make them better. So, you know, go hand-in-hand.
Chris, you almost make me feel sorry for you hearing about all that talent coming at you every day in practice. But, Chris, thank you so much for your time, my friend. I really appreciate it. You stay healthy during the spring, and let's get after those Clemson Tigers when September rolls around.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
All right. Christopher Smith here with us on the Bulldog Roundtable. And thanks to all of you in Dog Nation for being with us today. We'll keep you updated on all that's going on, of course, as we head towards G-Day, April 17th. But in the meantime, let's have a great Bulldog Day, everybody.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford. We are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.